Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
So this is episode 6.
Season 6.
Yeah, episode 6.
I thought, you know, still here, folks.
We're going to carry on doing it just because it gives an excuse, doesn't it?
Just to get away.
It gives us to watch really bad TV that we wouldn't want to watch anyway.
No.
So this time we're talking about space.
Ruins all our childhood memories.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't it? No programme was that bad, but it was.
Oh, it was.
I still like Space 99.
I still like Space 1999. I don't know why you had it in for it. I was all for the programme. You slated it. But yes, where are we? Yeah, space. British comedy.
Yeah, it was. Was it? I think it's Channel 4 and Paramount comedy show collaboration to make this.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'll go with the Channel 4 part.
It's still Simon Pegg.
Yes, Nick Simon. Cross. This is where we first saw Simon Pegg, wasn't it? Yeah.
No, he'd been in other things. He'd been in comedy sketch shows and stuff.
Oh, well, sketchy.
He'd been in one with Jessica Stevens before.
What are you talking about, Willis?
They've been in one together, like Asylum or something. I can't.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not the.
Yes, and they got on well. They decided, we could do something here and see how they developed space.
I know she was in the Royal Family.
Yes.
She played the next door neighbour.
That's right.
In the Royal Family. But it was the first time I was introduced to Simon Pegg.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen it.
And obviously has gone on to much greater things than she did. But she's still around on British comedy.
She's still acting. She's still out there.
Yeah.
She's still working.
Yeah.
She changed her name.
She has changed her name.
She changed it back, has she?
I know. I presume she's married.
I think she was. I'm not sure if she still is.
Okay.
Yeah, but Simon Pegg, I mean, he's just gone up and up and
he's
up.
He's gone up and up and up, yes.
To the stratosphere.
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Which I've still not watched.
I watched it the other day.
Shaun of the Dead.
And it wasn't as good as
Shaun of the Dead, obviously.
Yeah.
Which she appeared in.
She was.
A lot of the people from space.
Yes,
they all appeared in this.
That's which Shaun is nice, isn't it? They bring them back.
Because Shaun of the Dead was kind of a spin-off of one of the episodes.
It was a very season one episode.
Season one, yes. Which we're going to talk about in a minute while he's fiddling around with his iPad.
I couldn't remember the programme they were in together. I know they were in Big Train, which is like a comedy sketch series.
Oh, I've heard of that, yeah. I'll give you that one.
I thought they did another ill-fated comedy show.
Well, Big Train obviously crashed and burned.
Oh, Hippies. Oh, that was awful. Yeah, he was in that.
No, don't remember that.
Asylum. That's what they're in together. Asylum.
Okay, no. Doesn't bring any bells.
No, me neither.
But anyway,
there's only 6 episodes of it. So
oh, well, then let's
watch this.
So we're talking about space.
Yeah. Skip the end.
Yeah. Well, we can't slag off. We don't slag off any programme. We just give our critical review.
I don't think it's even the critical review.
Not really, no.
We just say the first thing that comes to our heads.
Just take the mickey out of it. And there's not a lot you can take the mickey out of Spaced. There really isn't.
I really enjoyed it. I say, because we agreed we'd watch The Hulk and we watched Spaced.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of Spaced, then I watched the second. Then the third, then the fourth, then the fifth. Then I watched all 7 episodes of the first season. Then I watched all 7 episodes of the second season.
Someone has a lot of free time on their hands. That's all I can say.
Someone has portable devices. I can sit there with headphones and don't have to listen to anybody else.
A woman's work is never done, that's all I'm saying.
That's how I really enjoyed watching the game. Did you catch all the movie references in the first episode?
One or two, maybe.
I caught more.
Okay.
At the very beginning, Terminator 2.
Terminator 2, look, it's written there. Terminator 2. See, I did catch that.
Because
he says about when they're talking to each other.
That's right. Because that's a really good scene.
Yeah, it's a very clever scene that they.
She's up at the window.
And he's looking up at the window. Yeah, she's looking down, he's looking up. And they're talking.
You think they're having the same conversation.
And he says about how he's sensitive.
I could get emotional. We cried like a.
He cried like a baby, as I believe, in the end of Terminator 2.
With the thumb up.
With the thumb, yeah. And you then start.
Transpires
that she's actually talking
to someone else.
To someone else.
And he's talking to someone else.
To his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, he's now obviously ex-girlfriend. And she's talking to a fella because her boyfriend's back.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But it's done as though they're actually talking to each other.
Which is clever. It's just a clever idea.
Yes, very clever.
And then happens he's in a cafe and she comes in. She says, do you mind if I sit here?
Yes, and that's when you realise that they... Well, it's got to say, again, they've never really met each other, have they, at that point?
No, that's the first time they meet.
Yeah, that is the first time they meet. And she assumes he's a drug dealer.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
What you got?
Yeah, she says, what you got?
He says, what do you want? Or something, doesn't he?
Yes.
Or what are you looking for? And she says, what do you got?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Because she's looking for places to rent.
Yes.
And obviously he's looking for somewhere to live as well at the same time.
Yes, yes. And it just...
A great montage with the King and I music.
Yes.
I know you.
Yeah. At one point, he sat there as... Now, I put Toxic Avenger. It's not the Toxic... I think it's Swamp Thing, isn't it, or something. He sat in some sort of suit.
Yeah, it's just the comic... Was it? It's just a generic comic
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, creature from the Black Lagoon.
It hands out leaflets with it, I think.
Yes, yeah.
So he's obviously got a job.
And he tells them... They start to talk about their friends, and he talks about Mike... His mate Mike, the weapons expert.
They don't talk. Oh, that's later on.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, I'll make notes.
When they're in the cafe together.
Oh, yes, yeah.
After they do a whole montage.
Yes.
Of them getting to know each other. That was all filmed in one night, one evening, all that montage.
Oh, right.
Keep changing clothes. And, there's also loads of other references dotted in there. There's Star Wars. You know, he says to her, how's it going? Same as always. It's Return of the Jedi.
Ah.
And she's at her wit's end and desperate because everything she is rat infested.
That's right, yes.
And he's sobbing away. And he goes, well, it's not easy for me. And they both start crying. And she goes, oh, here's one. Was it £90 a week or something?
Yes, but they have to be a couple. A professional couple. And so they decide that that's what they pretend to be.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's when they're walking down the high street.
Yeah.
Testing each other.
Yeah, it's a great way to get to know things about the characters, isn't it?
Very, very quickly.
Yeah, as I say,
you meet Mike, the weapons expert, which is... I can't remember.
Nick Frost.
He works at Dark Star Comics.
No, he doesn't.
And his boss is Bill Bailey. Oh, no, he writes for Dark Star Comics, doesn't he?
No, he wants to be with Dark Star Comics as his goal.
Oh, sorry.
But he works at the comic book shop.
Oh, comic book shop with Bill Bailey.
Yeah, he's deputy, manager.
Yes.
It's just the two of them.
Yeah.
Bill Bailey's, was it Bilbo Bailey? Bilbo Bailey?
Yes.
Bagshot's shop or something.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, like The Hobbit. That's another reference in there. She wants to be a writer.
Yes.
But there's a great little animation where he says, oh, you're afraid of spiders and mice. But the combined one day to steal people's cheeses.
Yes.
And it's done like a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy animation, which was done by Edgar Wright's brother, Oscar.
Ah. There you go.
But it's done in the style of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
So you know far more about this than I do. Far much more.
Other references I picked up on. There's Spider-Man in there. There is cream card. That's what they're doing, pretending to be a couple to get the flat.
Yes, yes.
There's the X-Files. There's Titanic in there. There's 2001. There's Scooby-Doo, Dukes of Hazzard, Shining. There's probably more that I missed, but there's loads.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo reference comes later, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
There's loads in the first episode.
Yeah, I did write that one down. I know I did. Yes, there it is. I can see it now.
Okay, and then they go to the flat.
They still test each other, don't they? Trying to remember who's where they work, what their friends are called.
But they talk about like her boyfriend who's.
Dwayne? I think it is. I've got
no. Dwayne Banzi is the one who stole his girlfriend.
Oh yes, sorry. Yeah, his girlfriend Dwayne. Yeah.
Peter Sperwinowicz or something.
Yes.
The voice of Darth Maul.
Yes. Yeah, our boyfriend's up at Hull. Richard, I've got.
Hell, yeah. Yeah. Studying in hell.
Yeah, in hell. Her best friend is Twist.
He works in fashion.
Works in fashion, which is a dry cleaner.
Yeah.
And Twist comes into it quite a lot later on in other episodes. Yeah. And they then decide to make up fake photos.
That's right, yeah.
So they go to a photo booth or just stand in front of a shop window trying to... A holiday shop, isn't it? Making out it's a holiday.
Just like the Japan film green card. What was that called? I don't remember. It's called green card.
Yeah. I have no idea. I've never seen it.
No, I've never seen it either, but that's...
And too. They work out they've been together 5 years, 8 months and 3 days.
Yes.
And then they go, oh, by the way, my name's...
Yeah.
So right, just as they're about to knock on the door, they decide to change exchange first names.
They don't know,
which I can't remember. What's their first names?
Tim Beasley and Daisy Steiner.
Oh, yeah. See, you watched this far more than I did. I
watched it a lot.
Yeah, I'd watched The Hulk by then. I was beginning to turn green.
So they look at the door, and Marsha, the landlady, opens the door.
Yes.
And she shows them the flat, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. They walk around, they said what a nice flat it is. There was room for a baby, if they wanted to.
It's 2 rooms, yeah.
And she opens a cupboard door, and there's 2 twin girl guides in there.
Yeah, which is a shining,
they're the cleaners. It's
Bobber Job Week. Which I think is no longer exists.
And I'm not sure girl guides did it. Scouts did, but I don't know if girl guides did Bobber Job
Week. No, I don't think they're allowed to.
And then they're going to move in, obviously.
Well, they go upstairs and she asks them a few questions. Are you working and earning cash?
Yeah, yes. How long they've been together?
Yeah, which is
5 years, 8 months, and 3 days. Yeah.
And she just says, "Oh, you can move in." And Daisy's like, "Well, don't you want to see our pictures?"
Yeah, we've got,
like,
we've got loads of pictures. Yeah. No.
That's the voice. Yeah. And then they move out. She goes to this squat.
Yeah, she lives in a squat, doesn't she? Where everyone's actually spaced out on drugs.
Edgar Wright's in there on the sleeping set.
Oh, is he right?
And the inside of that squat is actually the house
that they then would use.
The house they use. That's what the inside used to look like. Yeah.
Mike turns up in a camouflage van.
Yeah. I like the way he just throws the boxes in.
Yeah, Tim hands it to him quite nicely and he just launches it in there, doesn't he?
Oh, his girlfriend's like, "Oh, who's this girl you're moving in with?" He goes, "Do you love her?" He goes, "Well, you've got no right to ask that."
Yes.
He goes, no, I love you. I've always loved you. And she goes, "Oh, that's fine then."
Yeah, and slams the door in his face, because he thinks he's getting back with her.
Yeah.
As you say, he turns up, they're doing the cleaning. And she's got an orange top on.
Yeah.
That's where the Scooby-Doo reference, because she does. The pair of them together, there's a little...
She hears a noise, goes into his room. He says, "What are you doing in my room?"
Oh, yes.
She goes, "Oh, you know."
Yeah, she's just being nosy.
And he says, like, "Scooby-Doo." She says, "Oh, who were you?" I was Daphne, was you? He says,
I was Fred.
It pans out, they're dressed as Shaggy and Velma.
Yeah. Yes, great. Very, very good.
That's such a good visual check.
Yeah. And I've got some reason. I've got the bear. Why have I got the bear?
Oh, that's his comic book.
Oh, yes. That's what he does. Yeah, the bear, isn't it? Yes, his comic book character.
Comic book is Doctor. Someone invents the bear, doesn't he?
Yes, and he's out.
I love the way she's showing that. He's telling her. And she says, "Oh, by the way, it reminds me, the rubbish has got to go out."
Yes. That's right, yeah, because he's telling her the whole story of how the bear became through some chemical...
Thermal dioxide.
Yeah. Experiment, and he's trying to capture the bear so he can recreate it.
Yeah.
And she just says, "Well, why doesn't he make more?"
Which is the problem with many, many programs, isn't it?
And he goes, "Well..."
He's forgotten.
He's forgotten, yeah.
Threw the elf stuff out. Because it only affects the boy when he's adolescence or something, isn't it?
Yes.
Then he turns into the bear.
Yes.
The artwork is great in this.
Yes, it's extremely clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think...
Then he goes. He takes the rubbish downstairs and he drops his keys as he's trying to. And then, then you get the legs of Brian.
Brian, yes, the man in the downstairs lodger,
played by Mark Heap.
Yes,
not their first choice, apparently.
Oh right, okay. Yeah.
Don't know if it was their first choice, but
no.
It wasn't.
Well, he could have been you.
Yeah.
And he asks him if he wants to come up for a cup of tea, I think.
Yeah, he's completely naked, just cowboy boots and a hat.
Yes, yes, yes. And a clever photography or camera shot, obviously. You can't see anything because Tim's head's in the way.
Yeah.
And he says you want to come up, and it's like 12 cups of tea later.
Yeah, he said, oh, well, just for a minute or something.
Yes.
And I love the way she introduces him. He goes, oh, this is Brian, he brings downstairs. She said, oh, do you rent downstairs? What, am I gay?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I've got that written here, yeah. Do you rent downstairs? Is that some sort of gay terminology?
He goes, oh, you gay? He just has to think about it for a while.
Yeah.
No.
No. And does it then that Marsha turns back up?
Oh, what is it? Amber? She has an argument with Amber.
Yeah, she's having an argument with Amber. You don't see Amber.
No, just only her legs.
I think you do one of the episodes. So probably
no,
made that
never,
up.
Never see Amber.
Oh, never see Amber. Okay, made that up. But yeah, Marsha comes in, and obviously there's some sort of tension between Brian and Marsha, isn't there?
You don't know what it is.
No, you don't know in this first episode of what it is.
Yeah.
I think later on it sort of divulged that that's how he pays his rent, I believe.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He was a bit short 1 week.
Yes.
Until his gyro came through.
Yeah. Because he's an artist, isn't he?
Yes.
What he specialises in is anger, rage. Anger's obviously green.
Fear.
Yeah. We all know anger's green. Yeah, fear, rage. Is it scared? Well, fear is scared. I can't. He does mention about four or five different...
Watercolours.
Yeah, they're watercolours, yes. And then Richard calls.
Yeah.
And she has to pretend that it's Boss Hogg.
Yeah.
Because...
that's obviously something they've got going between them. She says, I hear you, Daisy Duke. She says, I love you, Boss Hogg.
Yes. Yes, and she makes out that that's...
Oh, that's Boss Hogg.
Yeah, it was Boss Hogg. I've got another reference. There's a scene where she tries to... She sits there and looks at Tim as if only you were telepathic.
What
you could understand.
As they come... There's Marsha's chatting with them, and Brian's there, and he says, And I think Brian says, how long have you been together?
Oh,
and
yes.
They say, five years, eight months, and three days. And Marsha says, that's what you said 2 days ago.
Yes. And then they said... We celebrate it differently. I celebrate it on the first day we kissed, and she celebrates it on the first day.
No, she celebrates the first kiss, and he celebrates the first time they were intimate.
Yeah, intimate.
And whose is it today? It's Daisy's.
So he says, you're actually intimate before you kissed.
Yeah.
And then she says that if only he was telepathic.
That's right.
And a couple of scenes later, he's sitting there and he answers her question as though he was telepathic.
She thinks you can hear her thinking, that was close. He goes, you're telling me.
Yeah. That's right, yes. Yes. And I remember there was I've got it down here, and it's how it ends, but I know it's earlier in, the X-Files reference.
There is the X-Files.
Because he
talked about Gillian Anderson.
Talked how she was
voted
the sexiest woman
alive in BHM or something.
FHM magazine.
Something like that, yeah.
And that's the closing scene with him picking up his copy of FHM magazine with Gillian Anderson on the cover.
Yeah. It was real X-Files time, wasn't it?
Yes, X-Files was big then. Original X-Files.
Oh,
yeah, they made new ones.
Just as good, you say.
Not so sure.
I was just trying to remember when this was made. I don't know, it's after Phantom Menace. Was it?
Yeah. Is it? I thought it was before then.
Well, in the second series, they mentioned Phantom Menace. Because it's 1999, so it's just as the Phantom Menace came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are some references to it in the second season. So he loses his job. Built by Bagshop.
As I say, you've watched the continuing episodes.
Yeah, because it's very short. It's only like 23 minutes long.
Yes, it is.
And so, watch another one. Time.
I didn't have the time.
So you say.
Sorry. crisis.
So it's important enough you make time for it. This isn't important enough.
And I was washing my hair. At this point, listener, you should know.
Still has some.
I still have some.
I mean, this is a great series, isn't it?
It is a great series, yes, I must admit it is.
And only done 14 episodes in total, that's it.
As a lot of great British comedies tend to only do that sort of...
And I thought they just felt like they didn't want to do any more. They thought that they'd done enough.
Yeah, well, say, he'd always wanted to do Shaun of the Dead, hadn't he?
Yeah, then that's, I think it's like the third or second episode in space that's about zombies.
Yes, yeah, and that's where the idea came from. Yeah. I think, obviously...
Of course, Edgar Wright directed all of space, also directed his films, his Cornetto trilogy, as it's called.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, so he obviously the TV bosses gave him the money to make the film, and so that's what he decided to do.
Yeah, on that premise,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, she kind of disappeared for a little while after that. I don't know if she then just went on to just do writing. I don't remember her doing much.
No, I don't.
As such.
Yeah, it's just called Jessica Hines now, isn't
that's
she?
It. That's the girl.
Yeah, apparently she's in one of the Harry Potters, Shaun of the Dead.
Everyone's in Shaun of the Dead. I mean, everybody.
Son of Rambo.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, well, she's in that.
Because it was filmed round in Berkhamsted.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was filmed, yeah, locally to us. She's got 63 acting credits.
Yeah.
She'd done one for the Olympics, didn't she? A BBC Two show.
Oh.
All about the Olympics, but I never watched it.
So. I tried to watch it, but it didn't work for me.
Apparently, she's coming up. She's going to be in Swallows and Amazons.
All right, yeah. I quite like the one she just recently did, where she was went back and she was a suffragette.
All right, was she in that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not Sided with Rosie.
I believe she wrote it as well, but I couldn't tell you what.
Yeah, well, she seems to work constantly, so.
Yeah, it just seemed that she disappeared after Shaun of the Dead for a while. I don't know if she just went into writing.
Of course, she was in Doctor Who. She played, it was like 1900s, was it? And the Doctor had lost his memory, and it was a tenant Doctor. His memory had gone into the watch. She played his love interest.
Yes.
Yeah, I think when he regenerated, he went back to see her great-great-great-granddaughter, who looked exactly like her.
Yes.
As children do.
Yes.
And you know, Simon Pegg was also in Doctor Who. He was in the Eccleston season.
Mm.
He played a TV executive on the space station.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, that's the one with the Daleks on, wasn't it?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, because there was a build up to that, wasn't there?
Yeah,
it was there. So they're both being Doctor.
In case you haven't seen that one, listener. Just spot that one.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it by now, it's too bad.
Let's revert back to our earlier episode about the Doctor.
Yeah, I can't remember what we talked about. We went all over the place.
We go all over the place most of the times.
I can't pick any holes in it because there aren't any holes to pick. It's a very tight script. It's a funny script. It's still funny now.
Yes, it's very, very cleverly written.
I mean, you know, Mike and Nick Frost, he wasn't an actor before this. He was a roommate of Simon Pegg.
Was he really?
And he thought, oh, you know what, I'll give this shot a go. And Edgar Wright was very doubtful. And obviously he was great as Mike, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is, yeah.
He's only in a little bit of the first episode, isn't he? In that
it's just a flash, a real flash of him. Yeah, he does come on later on into the series.
Yeah, I like the thing that, you know, it's not my fault you're not in the army, Mike. And they look up heavenly and it goes back to their childhood. So he says, no, there's no time for that now. Yeah. They're doing that constantly, don't they?
Yes,
It's eventually revealed what happened.
Yeah, there's lots of... It's very clever on how it's done. And I can't think of anything else to say about it. Which is quite sad. I know you watched a lot.
I watched a lot. I could watch it again. It's
yes,
good.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could.
I mean, if anyone hasn't seen it, they should watch it.
They should watch it. Good. No, it is very good.
All the stuff we've had to watch this as well. I must have enjoyed watching it again.
Yes.
And how often can you say that?
No, not very often on our shows.
No. We've suffered.
Oh, we've suffered. We've suffered.
And we're going to suffer again, aren't we?
We suffer for you, listener. Yes, yes, we have a special coming up.
Yeah.
To tie in with
Dawn of Justice.
Yes, the Dawn of Justice, but Superman versus Batman.
Mm. We're going to be reviewing
our version of the Justice League.
Yeah.
which includes Batman.
Yeah.
Superman. Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
The Flash, and we couldn't find Aquaman,
no,
so...
there is no series of Batman, no, there is a cartoon.
Yeah, but we
appears in Batman.
We will perhaps do cartoons later, but at this moment, our substitute for Aquaman is the man from Atlantis.
Sorry, Patrick Duffy.
Pure classic.
Yeah, it's
we hope.
Be,
I've got to watch it.
It's going to be bad, isn't it?
It's going to be bad.
I can just feel it. And for Superman, we're doing...
We're doing the classic George Reeves 1950s.
Yeah.
Which I've already watched. Wonder Woman.
Was it Linda Carter?
Linda Carter version.
Because it was earlier, wasn't it?
There is a 1974 version, which we'll probably talk about later. But yeah. There is a 1974 version.
Yeah.
The Flash, I don't know who's in it. It's just the early 1990s.
I would say it's somebody like Mark Wesley Snipes or something. It's one of them three-barrel names.
Yeah, it's the 1990s version, not the current one on TV, as you know it.
Though he does play the dad in the current version.
All right, yes. Yeah. Obviously, Batman is pure West.
It has to be.
the best Batman. As I constantly say when we review Batman, the best Batman ever.
He didn't need any fake muscles.
He was pure West. Pure West.
So, I'm not sure, episode per episode, or do them all in one go?
I'm not sure we do them all in one go, because Wonder Woman alone is a movie.
It's just like 90 minutes.
It's a 90-minute movie. Superman's half an hour.
Which is,
Batman is an hour.
Yeah.
Because it's two episodes.
There's only half hour long.
We do the story rather than just the episode. Man from Atlantis will be an hour.
It will be, won't it?
Yeah. And I presume the Flash
will
be about an hour.
Yeah.
So
that's four episodes coming out then.
That's the next four episodes. In which order they come, I've no idea.
By this time, we'll have no one listening.
Now, I presume it'll be Superman and Batman first. But
do you want to give your thoughts on Dawn of Justice? Or would you
on Dawn of Justice, well...
Because we both went to see it, didn't we?
We did go to see it. You've seen it twice.
Yeah, I've seen it twice.
It was okay.
I thought it was okay as well.
It's dark. It's dark. I will go with it's dark. Even in a cinema, it's dark.
Yeah, it was dark.
Yeah, yeah. And there were some issues in that.
There's a few issues. It's more of a Batman film than it is a Superman film. It's a sequel to the Superman film.
Yes, apparently so. Yes, yeah.
What's an Affleck?
Yeah, what is an athlete?
he was fine. He was absolutely fine.
Oh, I felt he wasn't bad. He actually could understand, as you probably can't understand me, but he could actually understand what he said, which made a change from Christian Bale, who just... I'm Batman.
And they explained how he talked by technology, didn't they, in the film?
Yes.
They had something built into his...
Yes, they built something into his head.
So he had to alter his voice himself.
Yeah.
But
no, it was okay. And for some reason, we had to learn how he became Batman again.
Again, yeah.
I'm not quite sure, but they did it in the opening scenes.
Flashback. That's all.
Yeah, so it wasn't. It wasn't painful.
It wasn't too long, was it?
No, I don't know why we needed to see how he becomes it again.
Yeah, who doesn't know?
Yeah, if you don't know, well...
He gets bitten by the spider, then he becomes Batman.
He gets angry.
Yeah. Uncle Ben dies.
Ben dies, he puts on a red, white and blue leotard. He lassoes himself. And he can travel through time very quickly.
It's like... Spider-Man, where Elmy Moore, Uncle Ben's must die before they decide we're done with his origins.
I just feel sorry for the actor when obviously he's waiting for a job, he's not been at work for a few months. A script lands on his front porch, as they call it in America. He opens it up. Oh, it's the new Spider-Man movie. He opens it up. I'm playing Uncle Ben. Great.
I don't seem to have any pages after the line 10.
I may come back as a voiceover or some sort of drifting scene, in his memory, but
But the Waynes always die. We don't think they've died.
Yeah,
they come out of the theatre. In the new one, they were watching something weird, though, weren't they? It was,
I can't remember what it was now. They were watching.
I know, it was out of pace. It wasn't like, because it was the opera, usually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
not. This wasn't the opera.
No, it was a film. It was a film. They was at the cinema, wasn't they?
Yeah.
And also, I noticed that they were both called Martha. Martha.
Yeah.
But in George Reeves at Superman, as you're going to find out, that's not his mum's name.
Oh, right.
No, she's called something different in that.
Dennis.
Dennis, yes. It was a lonely farm. But yeah, she's called something different. But in this Dawn of Justice, they're both called Martha.
We'll have to look into what is the real name.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Because I think it's a coincidence.
Yes, I think it was used just for this film because I think they painted themselves into a corner and now we're going to get out of this one.
He's going to kill Superman.
Yeah, so we need to do something.
Superman's going
to
kill Batman.
Oh, don't give it away.
Can't say. But we thought the film was okay.
Yeah.
And we've seen some terrible, terrible films.
Oh, yes. Terrible films, yes. Yes. Yeah, the classic being, and it's gone.
Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Dorian.
It was awful.
Dorian Gray.
It was boring. That film.
That is our limit.
Yeah, but we're sitting there, and the credits come up as it starts the movie, and it's funded by the lottery. If you go, oh God. Because they're always awful. It's like the Children's Film Foundation. It's just, you know, it's going to be bad.
We had fond memories of the Children's Film Foundation. We were all right with them.
Yeah. Then I think that was quickly followed by like Public Enemy, Johnny Depp.
Now Johnny Depp was actually Public Enemy was our original band level.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah,
that was bad. And then we saw Dorian Gray, which took it to a whole new level.
Badness.
Which, in our opinion, hasn't been bettered yet.
Yeah, and some films we've been to see, and I've just. So, what was that good? Was that bad? I can't work out. Like Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
I still can't work out what that was about.
No, I don't think anyone has.
No.
No one's just, quite worked out what Sucker Punch was about. It looked good.
Yeah, it looked technically a lot of green screen.
Yes, an awful lot. But yeah, Batman, Superman, it's dark. You can't quite always see what's going on.
Yeah.
Apparently, in the end scenes, mud doesn't stick to Superman or Wonder Woman.
That's
it's worth waiting around for Wonder Woman, I'll give you that, folks.
She had a great bit of music as well. It's really.
Did she?
Well, high octane. Yeah, I pay attention to these scenes.
I don't remember that bit.
You were too busy looking at Superman.
It was tight. He wears it well.
But yeah. So.
Yep. Go, obviously, you, most people have probably seen it by now.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, then go out there. You've got a week to get
And it's
there.
Not by far, some people say it's the terrible travel. It's not the worst film in the world. It's
oh, no. It's not the worst.
We've sat through the worst films.
We've just mentioned the worst films, in our opinion. You people,
it's a lot worse.
Yeah, listener out there might have some worse ones than us.
Yeah, they might fly. They might fly.
They might like Dorian Gray. That could be their top, and we may have just ruined their life, you know.
Obviously, I knew the concept of Dorian Gray, you know, Oscar Wilde book. It's, I think it's his only novel, wasn't it?
Oscar Wilde, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it. And I think because we've seen the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, they have a Dorian Gray in there.
They do have a Dorian
and
Gray.
And he's action packed.
Oh, yeah.
For God, not like this movie.
No. No, not like this movie at all.
Yeah, I mean, we're way off from space now, but...
Yeah, we're way off, yeah. We don't normally tell you what's coming next, but... Yeah. Well, we do, but not to this extent.
Yeah, that's 4 episodes, you know what's coming.
Yes.
You know, not to download.
You've been warned.
Yeah, I thought space would be a hard one, because I've got no notes, hardly, and you've got hardly any notes.
No.
Because it's just good. It's just good.
Because, as we say, we don't try to pick holes in these things.
I think we watched out of love for our time.
We don't go out of our way to pick holes because we can choose programmes that we hate. I mean, don't get me wrong, we can go for it.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah. Don't get us started. You wouldn't like us if we got started. But yeah, there's programmes out there we loathe, don't worry.
Was that new Doctor Who, did you say?
Right to the heart. But no, if the listeners got any suggestions, I don't know how on earth you'll get them to us, but...
You can follow us on Twitter. We have a Twitter account.
Ah!
Launching.
How clever was that?
It's just launching the pilot. If I just launching the pilot, or launching the pilot is easily acceptable on Twitter. And at the moment,
how do you spell that? Just in case the listener didn't get his pen or his marker, his crayon out.
We like launching.
Launching. There you go.
Then there's a T.
T.
Then there's pilot.
Pilot.
It's because launching the pilot's too long. Oh. But if you put launching the pilot, it also comes up.
Ah, oh, clever.
Yeah, that's good. And you can follow us on there, and you can suggest things. And,
yeah, when we say we suggest things, be careful.
Yeah, you can say what you like.
You can say what you like. We won't repeat them, because this is a clean show.
We're Teflon-coated. We're doing this. And
we've got no hair, so we must be covering us with something. But yeah.
At the moment, the one follower is good.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm following myself.
I believe. Yeah, I had a feeling it might be. Even I'm not following us.
Are you on Twitter?
No.
No, that's why. Occasionally I tweet myself. It makes me think I've got friends.
Yeah, but then he forgets to reply and thinks he's been dropped.
Oh my God, another one. I don't really understand the Twitter culture, but...
I've no idea about it, that's why I'm not on it.
It's on this.
It's best left alone.
It's only for people who will make a suggestion of what we can watch next.
Yeah, yeah, we're open to most suggestions, as we've just said.
If we don't want to, we won't do it, of course.
No, we will read your name out and tell you we're not going to do it.
We'll tell you the reasons why.
Yeah, we'll go into the reasons why we won't do it. We're not ashamed.
Yeah. So that's episode 6. All done.
All done. And we've told you what's coming in 7, 8, 9 and 10.
Yeah. Because I thought we'd just do a season, then we'll have a break. But I think we'll just carry on. I can't.
Yeah.
We've got time.
I think they gave us 6 years, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. We're down the library facilities 1 hour a week, so that's fine.
6 years for a crime we didn't commit.
But the world thinks I'm dead. And let's carry on thinking I'm dead. To our phone review Firefly.
Which I've never watched.
No.
And he still goes on about it.
You've only got 14 episodes to watch.
So anyone that suggests Firefly.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest it. And repeat it.
I've seen the film.
I did set up a Facebook group. I don't know why. Use it.
I'm on Facebook. Yeah. I'll give you that. See, modern technology, I'm in there.
Yeah, if you could launch a pilot on Facebook group, yeah, and you can then communicate on that way as well. But
can they track us by that?
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
It's an offshore account.
Ah, it's not in Havana, is it?
Yeah, it is. Where am I keep my money, that's insane.
All my secrets are in Havana. So, yes, that's end of episode 6. Yeah. Season 6.
That's almost more than I can count, yeah. All right, let's close this down. And if anyone wants to sponsor us, I wouldn't. I would never
want. No, don't sponsor us, to shut up.
Yeah.
Because that ain't going to happen. Yeah. You're only going to make us mad. And as you know...
Yeah, we don't care, do
we? No, we don't care.
We're just going to carry on regardless. Yeah. This is just our excuse to watch programmes we want to watch and give ourselves a reason for watching them.
And for use of the internet.
Yeah. Anyway, any idiot can make a podcast. And we've proven it.
And we've proved it.
We've proved it.
Mind you, this has taken two idiots to prove.
Yeah. But it's hard to do it by yourself.
Yeah. You should see us with a light bulb.
You can follow us on Twitter at LaunchingThePilot.
Okay, you're born in Highgate to John and Gillian Bisley on 17th of September 1974.
Right.
You've got a little sister called Katie who once used all your Batman comics to decorate her cardboard cart. Unable to salvage the comics, you drove the car into the pond, hitting your head on the concrete fountain, which is where you got your scar. You've got a best friend called Mike who's a weapons expert.
Yes! Yeah.
You have a potentially fatal allergy to preservatives.
Yes, I have no memory of Christmas 1979. Mind you, I've got no memory of Christmas 1994 either.
Oh, why not?
I don't know.
Right. You're an aspiring graphic artist, and you hope one day to work for
Dark Star Comics.
Your work today includes a sleeve design for your sister's boyfriend's brother's band, and you supplement the 50 quid that you got from that by working part-time in a comic shop called Fantasy Bazaar.
Yeah, I'm the assistant manager.
Oh, how many people work for you?
It's just me and Bilbo.
Who's Bilbo?
He's the manager.
you're not one of those sci-fi nerds.
No.
You don't spend your evening on the internet discussing symbolism and the X-Files.
Look, modern science fiction can be pretty interesting. The thoughts and speculations of our contemporary authors and thinkers have probably never been closer to the truth.
Right. Your preferred mode of transport is skateboarding. You like music, clubbing and regularly masturbate over images of Gillian Anderson.
Who told you that?
It was a joke.
Yeah, well, FHM voted her most sexy woman in the world in 1996.
What about you?
I wasn't played.
You recently split up with your girlfriend who got off with a friend of yours called Dwayne.
He's not my friend.
All right, well, we don't need to talk about that. I mean, we can if you want, because obviously hit you hard.
No.
You prefer a tight-legged cotton pant as opposed to the boxer.
Is all this really necessary?
Well, yes. What if I asked a number of intimate personal questions? We're supposed to be a couple. Come on, do me.
Okay, you were born in Richmond in 1975 to Ben and Emily Steiner. You have a brother and a sister, older and younger respectively.
Yeah.
You graduated from Kingston Poly.
University.
Whatever, in 1996 with a degree in humanities for which you received a third.
Which is fine, this is what I expected to get. Michelle from EastEnders got a third, did you know that? Anyway, it's not the grade that matters, it's being there that counts, okay?
Mm-hmm. You have a boyfriend called Richard who's studying in Hull.
Hull.
Oh, Hull. But we're not going to mention him. You want to be a journalist, but you haven't quite tried that yet. And your best friend's called Twist, and she works in fashion.
Yeah.
You've got no skincare routine to speak of. You're scared of mice and spiders, but oh, so much greater is your fear that one day the two species will crossbreed, form an all-powerful race of mice spiders who will immobilise human beings in giant webs in order to steal cheese.
I never said that.
Yeah, that'd be good, though, wouldn't it?
I know.
All right, that's it.
Oh, I'm by the way, my name's Daisy.
All right, hunting. Bye.
Watercolours or
it's a bit more complex than that.